Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Multiple students faced juvenile petitions after two teachers were struck during a fight at South Columbus High School on Tuesday. A fight off campus apparently extended into the school day when several students allegedly went to a classroom and attacked a student. The teachers were struck while trying to break up the fight. Governor Josh Stein is catching heat for his delay in taking action on IRENA's law. House Bill 307 is a criminal justice reform bill passed in the House and the Senate after the murder of Irina Zaretska on a Charlotte commuter train. The bill passed both houses with a veto-proof majority. House Bill 307 tightens pretrial release conditions of violent offenders, cuts cashless bail, establishes new rules for ordering mental health evaluations, and sets new timelines for death penalty appeals. It also allows for execution by firing squad. Even if Stein does not sign the bill, it still becomes law. Brian Riley has been arrested on multiple child sex charges after allegedly kidnapping a teenager in the Mount Olive community. The girl was reported missing early Monday. That's according to the Sheriff's Department. Riley, age 64, was tracked to an apartment in Fayetteville on Tuesday where the girl was rescued and he was taken into custody. He's being held under no bond. Lisa Danielle Landreth faces child abuse charges after her two children tested positive for methamphetamine. Landreth, age 33, is being held under no bond. The children allegedly ingested the drugs after Landreth allowed them access to a quantity of meth in her home near Whiteville. Leon Wilson, age 18, was held under no bond on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon after he allegedly hit a man with an aluminum baseball bat on Tuesday. The sheriff's office was called to Godwin Lane to investigate a report of an altercation with weapons and found Wilson hiding in a bathroom. The victim was not seriously injured and refused medical care. We have much more on all these stories at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus County Fair gets underway on Tuesday at the County Fairgrounds on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. Monday is the fair parade through downtown Whiteville, and Columbus County TV will be broadcasting the fair live on the Columbus County News Facebook page. You can look for more information on the fair by visiting our webpage, ColumbusCountyNews.com. There will be a Chicken Bog fundraiser today at the Veterans Building on South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. Proceeds benefit Elena Adams, who is a 15-month-old being treated for brain cancer. Plates are $8, and to get to your plate or for more information, call 910-641-1385. The Artesia Alumni Association is hosting a yard sale and hot dog lunch today as well, starting at 11 a.m. Lunch plates are $7 and include two hot dogs, chips, and a drink. The sale will be at 847 Hallsboro Road South, and all proceeds, they go to benefit their scholarship fund. Fair Bluff will be having their first Saturday market tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. until. There will be live music, a kids pumpkin carving contest, a fishing contest, vendors, and a livestock swap. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is happening tomorrow from 5 until 8 p.m. The event was postponed due to weather last week. There will be a live band, games, food trucks, and more. Admission is $5, and children under 9 get in free. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. New Life Community Church of Whiteville is holding a barbecue pork loin and sausage plate sale on October 7th. Plates are $12. You can see any member of the church for tickets. The church is located at 107 Maltsby Street in Whiteville. Plates will be available at 11 a.m. The town of Bolton will hold their 21st annual Pine Tree Festival on Saturday. The parade begins at 10 a.m. and there will be food, crafts, vendors, music, entertainment, and children's activities at the town park. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Ladies, mark your calendar. Friday, October 17th is National Mammogram Day. We will celebrate this day by providing a free mammogram event for uninsured ladies who qualify from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Columbus Regional Healthcare System. We will be providing manual breast exams, mammograms for all who qualify, health screenings, a mini health fair, food, and more. For more information, call 910-640-4077. Join us as we turn up the peak.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it!